The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the Planter's plant food.
Hi there, it's Marcy Martin, your rosarian here at PlantersPlace.com. I'm going to tell you a story now about a really crazy weather year that we had here in Connecticut last year. This is a story I wrote in 2011 called Drowsy December. As a gardener, I've always been interested in the weather, and we certainly have had a weather year. 2011 is officially the wettest year we've had since they started keeping records. In June, just north of us in Massachusetts, there was a fierce tornado that ripped across the state, leaving a path of destruction. There was an earthquake late in the summer. August brought us a hurricane. And there was a devastating October snowstorm, which buried our still-growing gardens and toppled thousands of trees onto houses and power lines, throwing countless people into the dark for almost 2 weeks. We gardeners, though, know how to count our blessings. Myself, I decided it was time to cut my garden back earlier than normal because I had a lot of crushed canes. It was a lot more pleasant than normal, too, because my fingers and toes were not freezing. That was a blessing in itself after the storm. It could have been very cold, as it oftentimes is when November sweeps into our gardens. November, normally a dark and dismal month, was warm and sunny, and the sun being low in the sky shone directly into eastern and southern windows and warmed the inside of the house during the day. That was a wonderful thing because there was no power to spark the furnace. So see, more to be thankful for. Have you whacked your roses back yet? If not, now would be a good time to do it if you live in colder climes. I generally cut mine back around 18 inches or so. Around knee-high is good. Fall cutback is just gross pruning. There's nothing fancy about it. We'll do our fine pruning in the spring. When I plant my roses, I always make sure the crown or bud union is buried at least 3 to 4 inches below soil level so that it's always protected. All good things in the rose world come from that bud union, so if yours is at soil level or above, you'll want to mound up your roses for winter protection. Some rosarians bring in soil to mound their roses, but for me, that's too much work as it needs to be removed in the spring. I like to mount my roses with shredded pine bark mulch, which I can spread around in the garden when my roses break dormancy in the spring. If you live in a really cold, windswept area, you may want to try using rose cones. They look like a giant styrofoam cup inverted to cover your roses with. If you decide to use this method, make sure you poke some holes up near the top so there's some air circulation. If it gets really warm, rose cones can get hot inside and cook your roses. So keep an eye on the outdoor thermometer and remove the rose cones if this happens. Regardless of what method of winter protection you choose to use, don't apply it until it's cold and there's frost in the ground. Remember this. Winter protection's purpose is to take our cold, dormant roses and keep them cold and dormant. We don't want them to be warm because that might stimulate growth, which will be lost to the big freezes throughout the winter. I always keep a few roses in containers, and I'll be bringing them into the garage for the winter today. We've finally gotten some freezing temperatures, and they're sliding into dormancy. I plan to trim them back a tad and strip off all the leaves, which will push them into dormancy the rest of the way. I store them on the top shelves of 2 rolling carts I have in the garage. I made a mistake 1 year and put my potted roses on the bottom shelves too, and the voles got in, tunneled around in the containers, and completely stripped off the green canes and chewed their way through the shanks. In short, they murdered my roses. The voles apparently can't get up to the top shelves, though, so that's where my plants will winter. If you choose to store potted roses, they'll do just fine in an unheated outbuilding away from windows. Dormant roses don't need light or water. And so our roses go gently into this chilly season, and now it's time for our well-deserved rest. I'll be thankfully counting my blessings every day, and I wish a wonderful holiday season to all of us. Blessings to you in this season of love and light. As always, till next time, I'm Marcy Martin from Planter's Place.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.